name is Suresh Sridharan. I'm an ISV architect advisor for Microsoft. Today I'm here with Michael Roth. Michael is an architect as well as a director of IT for a local software company, spending a lot of time on Microsoft development. Thanks, Michael, for coming down here today.
No problem, Suresh. Thank you for having me.
And for the viewers, can you quickly introduce yourself?
My name is Michael Roth. I am a director of IT at Free Living Entertainment. Basically, I build their software platform, their tour operating software.
Oh, great. And I understand you have a lot of expertise building web applications using ASP.NET on the Microsoft platform.
Correct.
So let me ask you a quick question. You mentioned that you have done work with MVC pattern. So for those of you who don't know what MVC is, can you give a quick overview of what ASP.NET MVC is?
Yeah, really quick. MVC stands for Model View Controller. Basically, what it is a pattern to keep your code in a perspective of separation of concerns. So you have a model, you have a controller, and you have a view. So instead of jumbling that as traditional web forms might have, depending on how you build your application, it more maintainability is one. I mean, it really depends on your how you construct your application to begin with. I mean, you can have an ASP.NET MVC application that's, you know, a rat's nest too.
Right.
But it more focuses on trying to give you a baseline on how to divide your code segments. Another one is kind of simplicity. Because you're going back to the whole entire web model as it was, you're focusing more on requests and responses from a web server perspective. You don't have to worry about so much on inventing. Those things are kind of handled by the framework.
So does that mean that the ASP.NET web forms is sort of deprecated? Is it more, you know?
In our shop, we're staying away from web forms because it proved too timely and consuming for our existing application. So the way it was architected.
Okay. So, MVC pattern has been around for a while in the industry. Can you explain a little bit more about how, probably from your experience, how you have implemented MVC pattern and MVC architecture?
We're doing basically a complete rewrite of our flagship application that manages our tours. And from our perspective with ASP.NET, the way we had it, mm-hmm. we were running into a lot of bottlenecks and a lot of complications because of the way it was constructed. We had to consult a lot of SQL traces to get done.
Uh-huh.
With MVC, we're kind of simplifying our process because we're going with ORM managers to handle the whole entire software, so it's a little bit more cohesive than what it was in the past.
Sure, understand. So it's hard not to cloud in general when we talk about ASP.NET and web application.
Yeah.
And I understand, Michael, you had done some talk at the local cloud, about the code camp,
yes.
about cloud. So let me pick your brain a little bit and talk about cloud in general. So as a developer, there's a lot of talk in the industry and companies are looking at cloud and certain companies are moving to the cloud. But as a developer, why does cloud matter to me?
Well, the way I see it, from either a small business or a big business, cloud seems to have a lot of value proposition because if you look at infrastructure costs and those kinds of general benefits, I mean, working in a small shop, you kind of have to be everyone. You have to be the developer, you have to be the guy who fixes stuff,
you have to be really agile.
So kind of taking that concern out of the equation, it kind of makes it easier to where you can actually focus on code and focus on your core business instead of making sure that the server's patched or the hard drive doesn't fail or the,
Sure. So it takes out a lot of the mundane IT tasks out.
It takes a lot of the guesswork out of it, too.
Right. And the developers can focus on the actual implementation and the product development that's involved.
Exactly.
Right. And I know you played around a little bit with the SQL Azure. What's been your experience working with SQL Azure so far?
SQL Azure has been generally nice. I haven't personally created a commercial grade application for it yet, but I do see a lot of benefits for small ISVs that want to sell their customers on something that can be hosted.
Mm-hmm.
You have to take security into consideration. There seems to be a huge benefit to be able to sell a customer on a hosted platform and to not have to really worry about the licensing costs so much.
Sure. By the way, for those of you who don't know what SQL Azure is, SQL Azure is our hosted SQL Server within the Windows Azure infrastructure. you know, having said that, obviously there are some differences between the traditional SQL Server, SQL Server 2008, and SQL Azure. Can you expand a little bit about what the differences are from your experience? And
well, with SQL Azure, because it's still in development kind of thing, and you know, it's still going, there are some things that with traditional SQL Server...
Continuously making enhancements to the Azure platform.
Microsoft is continuously making enhancements, right. And I do see that going forward, but right now there are certain things that SQL Azure can't do out of the box. Anything with the CLR, basically, extended scope procedures, any of the BI stuff is completely out yet.
Reporting services.
In-house, and then do it, and then export it back out-house, depending
right.
on what you're doing.
Right, right. So, yeah, no, but it supports the traditional relational storage model with
supports
procedures. You know, so whatever you can do with SQL Server,
most of it, yeah.
You can bring that expertise into SQL Azure as well.
Yes.
Right? Great, great. So I know we have spent some time talking about ASP.NET, MVC, SQL Azure, etc. Michael, do you have any closing comments? As a developer, what are you most excited about in the next 6 months?
Right now, I'm kind of excited about the cloud. I do see that as the next big thing.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with our business, we are seriously looking into the cloud.
Sure. And obviously, with the launch of .NET 4.0 and Visual Studio 2010, there are some exciting things that you can do there as well.
Exactly. Some of the nice enhancements of Visual Studio 2010 are going to make a compelling upgrade case to our president.
Thanks, Michael. It was good talking to you.
No problem.
Thanks, Rich. Thank you.